Welcome to Ital is Vital, your natural health and wellness stop. Hi everyone, this is Julie. Thank you for stopping by to share with me today. I hope you're having a fantabulous day today. And I hope it's all going well for you thus far. And in this podcast, I want to talk about something that, you know, basically it's in our faces, it's being pushed down our throat in the society, and it's this whole notion that people can be born into the wrong bodies. And I'm speaking about it because you're probably wondering, you know, this is a health and wellness topic, because for someone to be one sex and to be confused, because you have to be confused to begin to think you are something else and that you could become something else, I think it's unfortunate. And it is a health issue. And and children especially are being targeted. We see cases where children as young as two, we are told that as young as 2 years old, some parents are claiming that their children decided that they want to be a boy if they're a girl, or they want to be a girl if they're a boy. And we're seeing this a lot more prevalent now, more than any other time in recent history that we know of. And, you know, some people are wondering, why is this happening now? And from my perspective, is for a number of reasons. There is an LGBTQ agenda, and this is why we see these rainbow colors everywhere. Even some companies now, they have changed their logos into these rainbow colors. And rainbow was always used to represent an association with children, that beauty, that, you know, just that innocence. That, and so rainbow children, you know, children love rainbows. They see a rainbow and they get all excited. And children love colors. And so all of this was always to target the children. So adults were used to target the children and to get them from an early age. And it's been in the cartoon for a long time. There's a lot of subliminal messages in some of these cartoons. And you'd be surprised sometimes at the sexual nature of some of these cartoons that sometimes parents miss, because sometimes, frankly, a lot of parents don't even watch the cartoons. It's convenient for many people to put their child in front of the TV and, you know, get some things done, maybe get some washing, some ironing, some cleaning, and to just keep them quiet. And so people often have their children are in front of the TV quite a bit. And sometimes, to be honest, sometimes the parents might even watch and they miss some of these messages. But if you look at some of the references from the cartoons, because now people are really realizing what has been at play for some time and are paying attention. So you'll see that now there have even been compilations from various cartoons, some of the things that had been in them that maybe, you know, people wouldn't pay attention to or wouldn't think twice about, but it does have some subliminal messages that is aimed at basically this, the subconscious mind, because the subconscious mind sees and takes in things that sometimes a conscious mind doesn't, and they know this. And, you know, and what we find in the classrooms now, children are being sexualized. I think it's this sexualization. I remember I saw, I think it was before the US Congress, a couple months ago or so, a mother was basically reading from a book that her child was supposed to be using, and it is just downright disgusting. Downright disgusting. Downright disgusting, the kind of information and the sexualization of children that we see taking place, and it's right in our face. That's why you see, like the little Nas X and the, the Cardi B and the Meg Thee Stallion and so on. You see these and what the images that they put forth to impress upon the minds of little girls and little boys. And, we see that more and more. And not just the whole LGBTQ and transsexual, well, transsexual is a part of the LGBTQ, not just that, but there's also this demonic theme that we see often in some of the music videos and the behaviors of some of these people that the young children look up to. But looking specifically at what's happening where it concerned children being told that they were born in the wrong body or they're being made to feel like they were born in the wrong body. And instead of addressing it as it is, because for a child to believe that something is psychologically wrong, something is psychologically off for a child to believe that they are not the right gender. And the whole notion of telling children that, oh, if you were born a boy, you can just become a girl, or if you were born a girl, you can just become a boy. Nothing to it. That is a tragedy. Because while they tell you about those who have done these operations and claim that they are quite happy, they don't really focus on the many who have done these operations, especially when they were young, and regret it later on and struggle. And many have committed suicide because they were led into something at an early age where that they did not understand. Because when you have children at a young age, you start dressing them up, they're priming them for, they're taking these hormones and these other chemicals to change, their look, their voices, etc. And all of that to alter the natural state of the body. So they're taking these chemicals to do this. And then by the time they reach some of them 18, the early 20s, etc., they do the surgery. Not sometimes not even understanding the full implications of it. And so there are women who have cut off their breasts because they wanted to become men. And later in life, they realize that no, that's not what they want at all. They want to become a woman again. But guess what? They have no breasts. And so they might, whereas they had breasts before, now they probably have to go do surgery too, or wear padded bras and all. But that's the least of it. You mess up the body's natural flow when you take all these drugs over the years to suppress certain expressions of life that would normally go in a particular direction. Like it's normal for a young girl to grow breasts, you know, by the time she reaches a certain age, or for her to begin her period, or for certain things to begin to happen in her body. And it's the same thing for boys. Sometimes you'll see, you know, a boy, by the time he's between 1 year to the next year, he has changed so much. When they're at that critical stage in the teenage year, sometimes they go from short to very tall, you know, from s to slim to bigger built, and so much happened, and all of that is done just by the now normal procession of life. But here comes the doctors, here comes the scientists. And they decide that no, you want to change for whatever reason, so we're going to make you become something other than what you would naturally have become. And so individuals are mutilated because it is mutilation, and take so many hormones and other drugs and surgeries to become who they are not. Let me tell you this, life determines who you are. And just as you cannot stop the rising of the day, you cannot become something that you are not, that life did not present you as. When you come out of your mother's womb, who you were, that's what life presented you to the world as. You cannot cheat life. You cannot. We cannot cheat life. And so it doesn't matter how many chemicals or how many surgeries one does, the moment they stop taking these things, then the body will, over time, begin to more and more go towards its natural expression. That's what happens. So I think it's quite unfortunate that children are being led along this way. And they're not telling, giving people the true picture. They are presenting it of this, as this is some kind of game. Some kind of game. You're unhappy with how you look? Okay. Well, you're unhappy with yourself? Okay. Let's go change that. No. No. You cannot change that. And so there are always repercussions for the actions that one takes. You know, as I noted, a lot of these young people are given one side of the story. It's almost as if once they say, I'm a girl and I want to be a boy, you mustn't question, you mustn't find out why. Because it's not normal. And but society is trying to say it is wrong to question it. You're a bigot. You're a hater. You're trans. You have some kind of phobia. You know, you're homophobic. You're this phobic. You're all kind of phobic. If you say, wait a minute, let's take this a little bit slower. Let's look at this. Let's look at this situation. Why is this occurring? There is always a why. So instead of getting to the bottom of why this is occurring with so many young children, instead they are encouraged to go along this dangerous line. I have my own ideas as to why we're seeing increases and increases in terms of this occurring more and more. And I think it has to do with children being practically are being brainwashed by even some of these things that they're watching on TV, these cartoons. There's a lot of subliminal messages in some of them. It's being fed as normal in the society, and this is part of the agenda. This is part of the LGBTQ, is a part of the agenda of the elite. Because part of it is part of it is the destruction of the natural expression of human life. Part of it is that. Part of it has to do with depopulation. And part of it also has to do with control. And to basically feed the beast. The beast of confusion, the beast of lie. So when I look at it, I think of so many things that are influencing these young people today. What they're watching on TV, a lot of these cartoons have subliminal messages in them. Also, you have the very overt, push of certain type of lifestyle and way of living and actions. It's being pushed more on everyone, including children. It's in their books at school. Books are being rewritten and written to support certain lifestyle way of thinking and so on that was never really accepted or embraced in the past. And we are seeing a lot more of that. And of course, children are now being fed more chemicals than ever before. And for me, frankly, it is the chemicals that alter the brain. It is the chemicals that alter the body. Children are being vaccinated more than ever. We have so many more pediatric medicine now more than ever. You have medicine for a child for practically any and everything. And many of them are chemical based. As I note, all these vaccines, we don't know what the long-term repercussions of these are. The food that one is being fed is a lot of acidic processed food that are being fed to children and are being presented as, good food. They're 1, 2 years old and you're giving them a party with this big sugary cake. And all these lollipops and all of these things and all these cheese tricks and the things that look at the things that are being fed to children and are being made to children. They're just disgusting foods. No nutritional value. Or very little nutritional value in a lot of these foods. We don't know what the long-term repercussion of that with the society going more and more towards those foods, the water. So many things are being put even in the water that we drink. There's so many things that are happening in the society. And, sometimes at certain points in life, especially at that stage of puberty, sometimes children are, I guess, a little bit confused. They go through the motion, so to speak, sometimes at that stage. And it's just a part of growing up. But now, for example, to be going through that stage or to be going through a rebellious stage and decide, you know what? I'm gonna be a boy or I'm gonna be a girl. And to be allowed to become that. And then one day, suddenly, you're an adult and you think, who agreed to let me become this? And, I just wanted to, I'm not going to go on too long about this, but like I say, there's a reason why more and more people who go this route regret it, and you don't hear about it in the media. You don't hear about it in the media. But the illness is fed instead of, seeking healing. It's unfortunate that this is fed, because I don't believe that children should be pulled along this line. But for children to be led and to be conditioned purposely into not just accepting but believing that they could become these other people that they are not, is unfortunate. Someone who is white cannot just one day get up and say, "Oh, I want to be Chinese." Or someone who is Chinese can say, "I'm going to be white." Or someone who is black going to get up one day and say, "Oh, I want to be Indian." All the surgeries you take in the world, they may be able to give you the phenotype or the look of that particular group, but fundamentally, they won't be able to change who you are at the core. It doesn't matter how many surgery you take. You may look like that group. You may have the phenotype, but you will never fundamentally become that. But the perspective that I am looking at this from is that you don't cheat life. You don't. No matter what one does, you can't cheat life. It is life that determines how you are expressed in this world, whether it is male or female. There is a synergy, there's a predetermined force that brings about the expression of life as we see them. And none of us can change it. It is the expression of life in its mysterious, beautiful, unexplainable way that brings about each and every one of us. And we cannot change the way we are presented to this world. As far as I'm seeing, the classroom is becoming more and more of a dangerous place to have children with sound mind and, well, sound body also. I think it's actually a good thing that more and more parents are homeschooling. Not, it's not the same everywhere in the world. We are seeing it manifesting more and more in some societies more than others. But it starts somewhere and then it starts moving to other places. So it's important that you protect your children. And as I know, it's not normal. And this is why we are seeing this mainly in certain societies where we see the children are being told that it's okay, they can change themselves. And they don't understand oftentimes the repercussions in the long term, and then they're left paying the price. But ultimately, the truth is that it's not normal. It's not normal for a child that is one sex to just get up and say they want to become a different sex. We should let children be children. There was a time when 6 years old meant that you would be outside playing, just, trying to find bugs and being inquisitive about what's around you and, playing with your whether it's your family members, your friends, etc. But now being six means something else. Now at 6 years old, you're thinking about, changing gender. What has happened? And it's because we failed to protect the children, that's why. Because they are a victim. And a lot of people are being pulled. They don't understand. They think that this is my decision. This is where I decide to go, not realizing that they were conditioned to that decision. They were conditioned to that direction. And I think many people don't even begin to understand the level of control and manipulation that has been executed on a grand scale. Some people get so caught up in this thing, you can't speak. You can't speak your mind. Suddenly you're a hater. You should be canceled. Like, what? And these are the things we need to, really look at, the hypocrisy. When you look at a nation like America, they talk about free speech. I've never seen anything that is more opposite of that. Free speech, but only if you're saying things that people want you to say, only if you're agreeing with what people want you to agree with. That's not free speech. But I will close this now. And, I'll reiterate. Children who want to change their sexes or believe they were born in the wrong body, there is something wrong psychologically. That's from my perspective. And it could be from a number of, for a number of reasons. There could be chemical imbalances. There could be other influences, subliminal messages that have, taken root, a number of things. But get to the bottom of it, and just remember that we are living in a time when children are being fed more chemicals than ever before. And so we have to look at these things and protect your children. Protect them. They are the adults of tomorrow. And they know that once they have the minds of your children, they have tomorrow in the bag. And so I will leave it at that for now. These are things we can explore at different times also. And I hope you found this useful. Don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. And be the change you'd like to see in this world. Have a fantabulous day today. Ta-ta. Welcome to Italy's Vital, your natural health and wellness stop.